become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty.
And we begin hour number two of the National Intel Report. Today's date is October 23rd, 2023. Real, Michael, before you can stay as long as you want. We got a couple more calls coming in here. But a question I have for you is, with this issue with the bickering between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, of course, both of them want to become president and have low numbers. Of course, DeSantis having the higher of the two numbers there, double-digit numbers versus her single-digit. This whole accepting refugees coming into the United States from Gaza here, what's the solution to that here? I don't believe this is going to happen, because I think anybody taking the United States taking any kind of refugees from Gaza would show support for Palestinians and probably pull the support from Israel. So I don't think that's going to happen. But what's the right thing to do? What's the humanitarian thing to do? Where could you actually make a difference and help the people in Gaza, the innocent people? What could you possibly do here? Where could you put them?
Well, you know, there's talk about sending them to Egypt or sending them to Saudi Arabia. You know, Israel would just like to empty Gaza out completely, and we're talking 2 million people here, and take it back over again and turn it back into, you know, part of Israel proper. And, you know, Israel keeps saying this is a war against Hamas, and yet they're not just bombing Gaza. They're bombing the West Bank. They're bombing Syria. They're bombing Lebanon. And by tomorrow, who knows all else? And so, no, this is clearly not just a war against Hamas.
I agree. All right, let's take another call from Georgia here. Art's in Georgia. You're on with Mike Rivera.
Good evening, gentlemen. Got a lot running through my mind here, so I'll try to make it sound as simple as possible. I have a nurse friend in town who tells me that she has a cousin who's over there in Poland training troops. So for the way his family sees it, we've already got boots on the ground as far as Ukraine goes. We've got we don't have any boots on the ground in the Middle East.
There are U.S. special forces working with the Israeli troops, supposedly to rescue the hostages.
Oh, okay. But that's not the same thing as what we're talking about here with this war goes. But we do have all these battleships going over there. And as far as I'm concerned, the moment any missile left the deck of any battleship to take out, be it a drone or a missile, being fired from wherever they were being fired from, Yemen, I guess, is where they were fired from. As soon as that happened, okay, we're in that war in the Middle East. That's all there is to it. So and I brought this up on a couple different shows over the past week. My thought is this would be a perfect time for China to decide, well, now's a good time to go in for Taiwan, Which
I agree,
Mike. As you said, Mike, if we go to war with China, well, we're fighting a war on three fronts, and we don't have the resources to do that because our resources are stretched so thin as it is. And having already given 7 years worth of missiles to Ukraine, well, you know, we're and God knows how much ammo, we're a little shy on ammo. Not to mention our strategic oil reserves are really low at this point. Thank you, Joe Biden. So with all of this, my concern, if that happens, if we end up with this deal with China, if my worries are true and they go after Taiwan and we end up having to go into that deal as well, that would be the perfect opportunity, and no one's going to convince me any different, that all of these Chinese people that came over working through the fusion centers and all of this, these are all military age men. So, you know, that would be the perfect time to hit us here at home. And the only thing we would have left here at home would be people like me, you, or anybody else that might happen to be avid hunters. You know, and the only thing we got going to our advantage is we've got home field advantage because we know the terrain. But beyond that, you know, if something like that happens, we're done. The great American experiment is over. What say you?
I tend to agree. I mean, in the last, last decade, we've just seen the United States that we knew or thought we knew unravel. I mean, our public schools aren't educating our children anymore. They're teaching them twerking and, LGBTQ and the joys of chopping off your own reproductive organs. Our economy is in a shambles. The government is $33 trillion in debt. They're never going to be able to pay that off. And Biden's out there, you know, trying to borrow another $105 billion to spend on Taiwan and Israel and Ukraine. And he's probably going to get it because I think a lot of Congress, and not just Joe Biden and his family, I think a lot of them are linked to Ukraine financially. Ukraine has turned out to be a big money laundry, and the way it worked was very simple. Congress would vote to send a bunch of your money over to Ukraine, and Zelensky invested, a lot of that money at FTX. And after getting that money from Ukraine, FTX donated money to lots of members of Congress, mostly Democrats, but some Republicans as well. And so basically they have been bought and they're going to stay bought. And that's why I think Joe Biden is going to basically get whatever he wants out of the House of Representatives and the Senate.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and you have a great evening.
Say
thanks again, Chair. Appreciate the call. Michael, do you want to stay over for the finish the show out, or you're ready to take off?
I'm kind of. Claire's got the dinner sitting out there getting cold, and
Let me ask you one last question before I let you go. This whole idea that Russia didn't see this coming and they got blindsided, the whole secrecy thing. I started thinking about the very first day this story came out, and they said a massive intelligence failure by Israel. And I said, that's not possible. They've got some of the best satellite technology that they either stole from the United States or we sold them. And I started thinking about 3,000 missiles, supposedly right off the bat, 3,000 missiles went into Israel. And I think, well, where do you store 3,000 missiles? Must be a pretty good sized facility that you'd have to build, or see a movement of weaponry going into a huge building, which would have been caught by the surveillance of Israel, and they never did. So, again, this is kind of silly to basically say, well, yes, we failed on every level possible, kind of like 9/11 with us, and to actually float that huge whopper lie out there that we just dropped the ball on this, and we never saw the missiles being stored in a big building.
Well, the missiles are stored in underground tunnels, but the fact is Egypt warned Israel 3 days ahead of time something big was on the horizon, and so did the CIA. So we have another classic case of we're allowing this to happen because we can milk it politically to justify erasing Palestine off the face of the map.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. We got one last caller, Michael, and then I'll let you go.
Okay.
James in Vancouver, you're on with Michael Rivera.
Yes, sir. I was going to say, well, if you can't pay for the wars, get Canada to pay for them. We got lots of raw materials under the ground. We'll pay for it.
Well, anyway. How generous of you.
Yeah, very generous.
How generous.
Well, yeah. I'll send a memo to Trudeau right now, and no problem. We'll get it done in 20 years.
There you go.
I'll let you guys go.
All right. Appreciate the call. All right, Michael Rivero, thank you for coming on tonight. Again, we are retiring the show, the National Intel Report. Two more shows for me. But, Michael, it's been a pleasure to have you on tonight. And I hope I can actually sway you and come on a Sunday night for my show, Off the Beaten Path.
No problem. No problem.
Okay. It'd be nice. You still got the chops, Mike. You still got it. You're sharp as a tack.
You're turning my head.
No, I'm serious. You really do. It's like you never stepped away. It's nice to hear your voice and come back. You're a world of knowledge, and definitely we miss you, and you are an asset to this network, whether you are behind the mic or calling in or stepping in once in a while. It's a pleasure to work with you, and you're a good friend, and I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you as a friend, and definitely do not want to let outside events get in the way of that as we move into the future.
Oh, geez, the future, the future. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're caught in an episode of The Twilight Zone. I keep thinking, what's his name there, who hosts the show, is going to step
Rod
up behind the curtain somewhere. Yeah, Rod Serling is going to step out, and I'm going to go, oh, good, it's just a show. It's just a movie. It's not real. I don't know, Mike. It's pretty scary out there. It's iffy. And I guess all we can do is just hope and pray and cross our fingers and see what happens next.
And be prepared for some serious supply chain disruptions if this really goes into a global war.
Yeah, agreed. Michael Rivero, thank you again, and we'll have you back, definitely coming back. Thank you again, and you have a great night. Enjoy your dinner.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hi, Claire. All right, my special my other host, kind of left him on the back burner here. Rob James is going to be joining us here now. He should be online. Rob, are you with us? Rob James.
I am just soaking up some of the information you guys were covering. It's, you know, obviously we have a very tenuous situation worldwide at best, and I just caught something that showed that there was supposedly Iranian-backed militia that just did three missile and drone attacks on U.S. bases. Didn't have any specificity to it, but here's again, it goes hand in glove with what you're talking about. They are going to try to put something together to suck us in.
I think we're looking at a false flag, Brahm, a false flag in the United States. Don't know where they would actually attack, but definitely draw us in. This is some serious stuff here. Like I said,
I'm hearing nuclear. So. Be a report too, because they'll try to egg us on, and all it takes is some trigger happy guy.
Somebody says, "Oh, that's not going to happen because they're smarter than that." Well, we'll all die under nuclear. But again, the United States has used nuclear weapons twice, two cities, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Here, and I wondered at the time I asked Mike Rivera this question. I said, at that time when the United States dropped those two bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, had that technology been prevalent in other countries, had that in Japan had actually had nuclear weapons, would that have happened? Would that have happened? Or would there have been a retaliation? But this is what happens when one country has the nuclear power and nobody else does. And then after it's all said and done, well, what an example you just set for the entire world for a nuclear run now. I got to have our bomb. We have to have a bomb. Everybody now wants the nuclear bomb, and now everybody has a nuclear bomb, it seems like, and now the whole world is unstable. The thing that bothers me is that there are actually people calculating in the Pentagon, Rob, that actually believe we could win a nuclear war. How insane is that, that we could win one and not understand?
Well, they're calculating losses like it's you know, it's like you go to Vegas and you calculate, you know, well, I can afford to lose this much money, you know, and that's the problem. Keep in mind, you know, my saying, it's Luciferian psychopaths.
Yeah.
And that's those people that are in charge.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, and
I
they're
mean,
in government.
Call it what it is.
And they have power. They have power in government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
very
why.
Scary. Very scary. We have open phone lines right now, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Rob James on with me for the reindeer of the show here. I'm glad you caught some of that with Mike Rivera. It's nice to have Mike on, and I tell you, he hasn't missed a step. The guy is still sharp as a tack. So,
not at all.
I'll
he's
see if
solid.
I can get him back a couple more times. Definitely get him back. This whole speakership, Rob, what's going on here? I told you, and you and I talked about this diversion of we can't find a speaker, we can't find a speaker. And it seems like the only reason they really want to find a speaker is so they can figure out how much aid to send to Israel. We got to have a speaker so we can figure out how much aid to send to Israel. When Biden can actually just declare a certain number and send it over that way. But as a question or the comment I made last night on my show is, why are we sending any money to Israel whatsoever? Because Israel doesn't need our money to fight an enemy. They've got plenty of money. They don't need our money. How is this money we send going to help Israel fight their enemy? We're talking about Israel's firepower would be consistent with a sledgehammer, taking a sledgehammer to a mosquito. It's not necessary to send aid, and of course they're on TV every day now, talking about aid to Israel through the citizens on TV, watching TV, and of course pressuring our government to give them aid when it's not necessary. We're getting sucked in, you know, the dual citizenship in Congress. Israelis or their dual leadership to Israel and to the United States, dual citizenship, is really going to pay off for Israel. And again, once they find a new speaker here, I think they're just going to go gung-ho on this aid to Israel. We can't afford it. We can't afford Ukraine. We can't afford anything in this country anymore. We're belly up. We're broke. I think Mike said $33 trillion. I think we're at $35 trillion already. And we are just flat out busted, Rob. And the politicians don't really care. They know this money will never be paid back. They keep saying, raise the debt ceiling, but there's no intention of being fiscally responsible, watching the budget, cutting and trimming where you need to, and they just don't care. I think this is all a plan to finally collapse the economy and push us to that controlling digital currency that they want so much, which Klaus Schwab says we definitely need. So I think they don't give a damn about trying to bring down the debt at all. It's to them, it's just numbers. Who cares? We have no intention of ever paying it back. And it will collapse at some point in time. The house of cards will collapse. And then we simply push on to the agenda anyway, which is a digital currency. Let's take our next call here, Rob. Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on.
Hello. Hello.
What's going on?
Okay. I think people need to be clearer when they discuss this. Zionists and Jews are not the same thing.
I agree.
I hear people use, you know, the Jews. Listen to a lot of Jew podcasters, okay, who are on the side of the Palestinians, like Max Blumenthal, Lee Camp, Katie Halper, Gabor and Aaron Mate, and there's many more. So, and they're on the record, and many of them, actually Gabor Mate lost family in the Holocaust, but these are brave Jews who are going against the narrative, stepping out and siding with the Palestinians. I've heard Max Blumenthal talk how he was raised and he believed all of it. And then, like I say, they had their, you know, they woke up to the fact that they had been lied to. So the thing is, these people that are just the Jew haters, the thing is, it's just wrong. And in fact, most Zionists, Lee Camp did a segment on this, really, most Zionists are Christians. They outnumber, I think he said, the 30 million, there are 30 million Zionist Christians in the United States, where there's only about 15 million Jews worldwide. So the thing is, they, just the population of the Zionist Christians in the United States outnumber the entire population of Jews in the entire world. So the thing is, you know, I think in the Ron Paul days, we used to be more clear about this, but I hear a lot of people, Jew.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
I said, I really feel bad for the brave Jews who are stepping out to be, you know, bad-mouthed, you know, calling them a self-hating Jew and everything else. They step out there and go on the line in favor of the Palestinians. In fact, Lee Camp also has done some fabulous videos showing rallies, even in Europe, Spain, and you know, all kind of places. They don't show these videos here in the United States, but there are huge rallies, London, Spain, all over in support of the Palestinians. And I hardly can't say this today. He pointed out an article that was at Huffington Post where he said, like, one State Department person really highly visibly quit because he was not going along with this sending more weapons to kill the Palestinians. And there are more people in the State Department. Apparently, this is so bad, they can't go along to get along for their three pieces of silver anymore. Some of them are like, this is too far. And apparently, and I'm hoping, like I say, there are people even in, you know, that evil State Department we have, even some of them are starting to wake up. So that gave me a little hope today. But the push is definitely on, big time. They are going for the war. What I'm really afraid of is, I'll tell you what I'm afraid they bombed, the Dome of the Rock, okay? They do that. They false flag that damn thing, and it is on, okay? So that's a big concern. And like I say, why this push for Iran? We've been picking on Iran like forever when we overthrew their elections decades ago and then brought in those conservative ayatollahs and stuff. Why do we hate Iran so bad? Apparently they must have some big resources we want. That's the only thing I can figure out, because I just don't see what they do to us. I just, am I missing something, you know?
Yeah. They've already been demonized, and like I said, the push through Palestine to get to the number one goal, as they keep saying that Iran is the number one state-sponsored terrorist nation here, and they won't seem to let that up. You know, there was that incident back, I think, what, 79 or so, the hostage takeover and things like that, and they're going to hang on to that forever and ever. It's evidence. It's used against Iran forever and ever, as if we have never done any terrible things in this country here to other people in other countries. I mean, we destroyed Afghanistan. We destroyed Iraq. We destroy every country we go into.
All our meddling in South and Central America, all the meddling we've done there.
And we get there by false pretenses, by lying about this and that and weapons of mass destruction and you name it in order to get there or carry out a false flag event. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, and I probably should do that more often. When I am talking about those Jews, I am talking about the Zionist Jews you're talking about. And which brings me to the point, that's a great point to make, is that the Zionist Jews are the ones that are controlling our Congress, which is probably a good portion of the Israeli government is Zionist Jews controlling our government. That whole foreign policy, Robbie, if you want to chime in on this one here, I asked Mike the question, what do you think it is that Israel holds, the Zionist Jews in Israel hold over the United States in order to, for this to give, be so compliant in giving anything they want? They snap their fingers and we seem to give it to them. Money, troops, weapons, you need it, we got it here. Spy technology, you can have it. There's got to be something.
Because I have the answer to this.
I don't see a clear benefit.
I got a feeling I know what she's going to say. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You can pull it up on YouTube, okay, where you can hear it coming out of Biden's own mouth, okay? He has said multiple times, if Israel didn't exist, we'd have to invent it to protect our interests there. Hello? Go pull it up on YouTube. Punch that in, okay? You'll find it.
What is the interest? What is our interest in Israel?
Well, probably money. Everything always money and resources.
Yeah, we can print our own money.
We can print our own money.
There's
got to
be something more than that, Renee.
Well, it goes back to the
UK and the Balfour Declaration. They stuck those people over there. These people have long-range plans. Do you think they didn't know? And that way it kind of creates a proxy war where the Muslims and Jews would kill off each other. I think this was kind of like an Anglo-American plot that goes way back to the whole Balfour Declaration and everything, where they used to tell the Jews, a land without a people, for a people without a land. They made it sound to those Jews like, oh, it's just some land sitting there that's empty. And that's how they got a lot of them to go over there. You know, I know Katie Halper did, you know, nice, easy-to-understand education on this recently.
Renee, you want to hold over? Next breath, you want to hold over?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tehi Boti Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Don't like what you got, why don't you change it? If your world is all screwed up, rearrange it.
Back. I wish Renee had not dropped so fast. I had a question for her. I'm just kind of, she's very, very political. I'm wondering in her circles of her friendships if she's talking about these issues, and or is she being ostracized like a lot of people? You're not allowed to say this stuff. Oh my gosh, if you say those kind of things, support for the Palestinians, and then you're an anti-Semite. And I've heard people talk like this, and it's one of those taboo subjects right now you want to talk about. But I do. I don't care. My circle of trust, and my circle is very small anyway. So I would have asked her that question. Let's get back to the phones. We're going back to West Virginia. Chance in West Virginia, you're on the show. What's on your mind, Chance?
Yes. Hello, guys. I want to thank Layla because, you know, if I didn't do the right thing, when I'm reunited with Mama in heaven, she would give me a real good ass whooping. Getting back to...
Well, first, Renee, I got to ask, what the heck did you do that you had to apologize Chance?
I made a stupid... Okay, she had a program on RBN, as you know, right?
Right, sure.
I think
sure.
It was about 3 years ago.
Yep.
And I called in, and I said it was a neocon Zionist tainted, and I was very wrong, and I'm embarrassed by that. And, you know, I had to do the right thing. I jumped the gun, you know what I mean? I jumped the gun
sometimes,
and made a determination.
Sometimes people do that.
I get hot-headed
and people,
sometimes.
When people do that in government, we get in wars. That's exactly what happens.
Well,
we get in
you got to do the right thing, you know. And like I said, my mama would give me an ass-whooping when I'm reunited with her in heaven if I didn't do the right thing. All right, the reason why I called now is okay. Renee is very right. You know, it's very important right now at this stage that all of us, including radio hosts, make the clear distinction between Jews as opposed to the Jewish Zionists and the Christian Zionists, which are the real problem. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Because there's enough tension right now that it's very easy to pit people against people, and you cannot put all people in one category. You have to go after the culprits. And to me, the culprits are the Christian Zionists and the Jewish Zionists, not all Jews. And we can't increase this tension because I see these, Steve, I see these images on press TV out of Iran. And these images of these little children and women and elderly are very, very heartbreaking. I can't even watch them. I start crying. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's very horrible. It's so sad. I can only bear a couple of minutes of it. So, like I said, we do have to make that distinction, all of us, between who the real culprits are and not lump everybody into one category.
Yeah. I've always been kind of confused on the whole with adding the label Christian Zionism. There's nothing Christian about war and killing people and slaughtering people.
There's nothing Christian about
that's still part
people.
Of the label, the Christian Zionist.
Well, these people, I don't know how they think the way they do. I really don't. When you watch children being murdered and women, and I don't care what race or ethnicity, how can you call yourself a Christian?
No, you can't.
How in God's name can you call yourself a Christian?
Exactly.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Chance. Appreciate that. Yeah, Rob, that's always baffled me. Christian Zionism, and these people are beating war drums and invading other countries and killing people, and they still hang on
the name
to
of Jesus.
The label.
Good stuff. You know,
what's that?
I said killing in the name of Jesus. People, you know, they've been doing it throughout history. You know, holy wars and ultimately, like he said though, it's yes, we have to be careful with blanket statements.
I said
this to a friend today. I said, there's one thing, one mantra I will stand on right now until this thing's over, is they have lied to us about everything, so therefore we have to question everything.
Agreed.
I've always said that.
I had that, along with political, you know, stuff like that, I've also said anything, and definitely when it came down to the COVID, I said, whatever the government is telling you, go in the opposite direction, you'll be much better
off. Exactly.
And I was absolutely correct on that, but it does apply to anything coming out of the mouth of government, that it's typically benefiting some group of people. It's not benefiting the general whole population. It's benefiting a certain sect of people. And if they're telling you to do this, go in the opposite direction, you're going to be much better off.
Well, Occam's razor, the simplest thing. Why do we have dual citizenship, Israel and our country in Congress?
Yep. Why? I don't
quid
know.
Pro quo. Who benefits?
And nobody.
Not
and
us.
Since I think 89% of the Congress is dual citizenship. I think somebody threw out their 89%. Maybe it was you. You think that's going to change? You think somebody's going to hang that over your head and say, hey, who are you loyal to? You're loyal to the United States or Israel? And nobody's gonna touch that with a 10-foot pole, because if they do, well, then you're an anti-Semite. And, of course, that label sticks and will destroy you and will cancel you and whatever. There's always something that happens to people who come out in defense of, you know, just you being a citizen and supporting this country. So the dual citizenship will never be challenged.
Well, look at the fact that they absolutely, like you said, they don't. You can't support this country. I mean, look, Trump was getting beat to death over wanting to make America good again. Well, yeah. how do you not want to stand up for the country you live in?
Well, that's they turned that around, Rob, and actually said that's a racist statement. Can you believe that? To actually come out and say "Make America Great Again" is a racist statement.
Well, that's the Marxist ideology. They got to separate, divide, and conquer. You cannot have people bonded under one thing, because if you do, suddenly you've got all races bonded in that, and you don't have an argument. And you have everybody on the same side. There's no two heads of the same snake. There's no Democrats against the Republicans. It's all been created. You were talking about why is Israel whatever. Israel was created, like I said, as that centerpiece of the Middle East so that you could always have something to go back to that could easily start a conflict. They need wars, consistent, incessant wars.
Yes, they do.
Because
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm going to ask this question, and then I want to read a passage in a book I found the other day, and it's so strange because when I opened it up, it opened up right to this chapter number 11. But the name of the book I'm going to be quoting from is called "Knowledge That Leads to Everlasting Life." And the question I have for you, I guess, is: Are we near the breaking point of a no return? Because everything I see has gone the opposite direction. Morality, ethics, everything seems to be going to the wayside, to the lowest common denominator. And I wonder: is it possible, even though we're fighting and we have people standing up for against the school boards and about the education and the indoctrination, all this brainwashing going on, can we return back to the time that you and I knew growing up? Can we return back to that?
You know, I think you're right. We're getting to a precipice, a tipping point. Mm-hmm. We are very close to the point of no return. And the innate part of humanity is good. And again, this goes back to quoting from the Bible. I don't know the exact verbiage, but we're battling. This is a battle against good, against evil. And I've said it for a long time. The lines are drawn very clear. The evil, and I can't even begin to discuss the stuff I know about Hollywood and all this stuff. That people don't want to talk about. The very simple part is we are battling principalities and powers that we don't even know. You know, the world's been taken over by the devil long ago. So, you know, I mean, we can sit here and mince words and say we don't want to talk about it and say, hey, why do we have all the distractions? Why do we have to have more distractions of more sports and more, you know, things and vaping and more, you know, more weed and drugs and stuff. And because we can't be allowed to live a simple life.
Right.
Which more means calls humanity coming, takes.
Yep. Take yeah, we got some more calls coming in. So I get fired up here, ready for these calls. We're going out to John in Michigan. Welcome, John.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing there, John?
Good. How are you doing with your health?
Good. How's your sister doing? Mary doing? She doing?
Yes, always good.
Good. Very good. What's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, I just want to bring attention to people in your audience again to the homepage of Republic. Mike was good enough to put up, you know, the Zionist article or program that John did in 2009, 5 days, 2 hours a day. It's beautiful. It explains everything, a lot of questions that people have about Israel and our country, too, with the infiltration of the Zionists everywhere. They run our media. They also look at BlackRock. That's definitely a Zionist group, and they have the control to manipulate these weak people in Congress, because most of them have been, many of them, if they're 50 and under, have been dumbed down by the education system. So they've been well programmed into the ideology that they want to follow, because they don't know the truth. The education systems work wonders for doing the dirty deeds of the Marxist or whoever is in at the top. So if you go to Republic Broadcasting now, you can see that the program, listen to it, it's beautiful. John did a great job. It's good to hear his voice. And he brings up Jack Bernstein, an American Jew that went to Israel in 1967 after the three-day war. And he in his explanation of what's going on, he married a Sephardic person. You don't hear that word much.
No, you don't. You don't.
And those are the indigenous people that are of the same bloodline. They're not Ashkenazi. Ashkenazis. The Ashkenazis.
Right. Right.
Pardon me?
No, I just repeat Ashkenazi. Right.
Yeah, they were from Ukraine, and that's from my understanding of history, and that they were heathens like they are today. They were bribed into, taking the spot in Israel to go back to Germany and create havoc to get into the World War II, so everybody can make money. It goes way back, these Zionists, as far as their influence on world battles and world wars. And if you look at the Israeli flag, it's the same flag as the House of Rothschild, just a different color. And so just going to the website, and if you can donate, good. But check out that it's 5 days, 2 hours each day, so that you can listen to it driving or wherever. And it's commercial-free, I believe it's commercial-free, but it really breaks down everything, and it will help people understand the quagmire we're in now. And my concern, too, is what's going on with Maui? No one's talking about those people that were annihilated. Nope. So this is not another big deal to annihilate another group. They've been doing it in Africa, the pharmaceutical companies with their shots, and also give the Republic Broadcasting an opportunity to help educate you there with and Jack Bernstein, you can go online and find that one. They killed him, the Mossad did, for exposing. Yep. He married a Sephardic woman. They're second-class citizens, and as far as the Ashkenazis are concerned. So there is a division there just in the people that, and they went in 48 and have been killing Palestinians ever since, slaughtering them. So it's nothing new, and the people in our Congress, the Zionists, they all are, I believe, in a different type of faith than the many people that follow the Jewish religion or the Torah. I'm not as versed in the protocol. My lead singer was Jewish, and he spoke, he taught Hebrew, but I think he was Ashkenazi, and they have one part of their faith that they can lie and cheat, and they say a prayer around December, and it takes care of all the care of everything.
It's kind of like Italian mafia here, whacking somebody and then going to church, and they're blessed and they are forgiven if they're whacking somebody.
He's no different than the other killers that were there eliminating these Palestinians, mm-hmm. and these Sephardics. So it makes the confusion can go away if you listen to John's thing. He brings up Abraham Lincoln. His name was Springsteen.
Springsteen.
And his wife was a heroin addict or an opium addict. But he just brings so much into the picture that you can see that this country is, and then when they established the World Council of Churches, they got all of these ministers and secular schools all list, on the same program, that Israel is what you have to promote as being the best place on earth. And then, so now all of these ministers and priests and whoever is preaching from the pulpit, they have all of that trash in their education that is not true, but it was one way to get the flocks to follow the story that the Rothschilds wanted out there in the Rockefellers.
Right, got it. Appreciate the call there, John. Appreciate it.
Well, God bless you and everyone out there. And let's pray for something to happen. And what's going on in Maui, I guess, you know, that's off the picture. And then Hunter Biden's off the picture, too. So
these are all great diversions away from the Biden corruption crime family, no doubt about it. Yeah, we're not going to hear about this stuff. When they finally get a Speaker of the House, you can bet they'll never return back to that impeachment inquiry they had with Biden that one day. That's off the map now. That's not going to be tackled again.
According to a New York detective, 80% of the Congress is compromised with sex. That's both sides. So that was back about 5 years ago. Yeah.
I can believe that. I do.
So God bless.
All right, John. Hey, thanks for the call. We got to move on here. A couple calls in the loop here. Wayne in Texas, you're on the show. Wayne, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Steve. Thanks for taking the call. And the main reason I was calling was I know this Middle East thing is really complex, but I get a little distressed when I hear call after call. Everybody's wringing their hands about the Middle East. Meanwhile, many of the same people do not realize what kind of severe jeopardy we're in here in this country. You know, you talk about this illegal invasion, which is step one. Number two is the colonization process going on right now. And the government is using our money to, support free housing, food, cell phones, everything else for these people, which leads to step three, which is going to be an attempt to conquer us. And they have a name for it called Reconquista. So meanwhile, while this is going on, our financial system is just about over the cliff here. We know it's going to something bad is going to happen. And all it's going to take is some banks failing. That'll start the bail-ins where deposit money ceases. The welfare will stop. Then I'll tell you, all hell breaks loose. And at that point in time, nobody's going to be worried about the Palestinians or the Jews over there.
Yeah. Well, I agree. Actually, I was going to mention that a little bit. We have some time to talk about it. I'm glad you brought up the illegal aliens coming into this country. Three states that I can see, New York is complaining about Illinois, mainly Chicago and Massachusetts. Of course, they've all decided to become sanctuary cities. And so they let all these people come in. New York alone has theorized they're going to need $14 billion in the next 3 years to take care of all their illegals that they've come in through the sanctuary city. And so they want to take a state problem of making bad choices to make their city and their states a sanctuary city. And they want to make this a federal problem now that everybody's taxes go up in order to pay for their mistake. And I've been saying not only no, hell no, to paying any of these states any kind of money to bail them out, any bailout money for their stupidity. I was disappointed in my Rob, I've been talking to you a while for about the same situation. One of the great opportunities I think that Donald Trump missed when he was president of the United States was actually to come down, bring the hammer down on these people, these states, these governors, these mayors, for making their cities, their states a sanctuary city or state. I was hoping he would come down hard on them and actually have federal authorities take them into custody and jail them to send a message, this is not going to happen. You're defying federal immigration law. There's a penalty here. You're going to jail. And it didn't happen. I was thought that would be the strongest move. One of the best things that Donald Trump could have ever done. I was hoping he would do it. It didn't happen. I don't know why it didn't happen. But now New York and Illinois and Massachusetts wants to make this a federal problem that we should pay for their mistake of becoming a sanctuary city. And like I said, not only no, but hell no.
And Steve, to be honest with you, you know, the country's already bankrupt. That's been proven already through.
Oh, yeah.
You look at the right documents. We're bankrupt now. So we're running on fumes. And I mean to tell you, once the welfare stops, then it's all hell will break loose.
And then welfare stopping, and like Mike Rivero said, our supply chain backup shortages. We're looking at a major crime in the cities, my God. And if you haven't understood what I've been talking about for the last year and a half, your Second Amendment rights, you better be able to defend what you have, your food and everything else you have, because starving people will come and take what they want. We're going to be like another third world country, famine, and where people are killing people just to survive and taking food. And you better take this damn serious, because this doesn't just happen in third world countries. It will happen here also.
Absolutely agree, Steve. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Going back to the phones, let's talk to Tom in Florida. Welcome, Tom.
Well, yeah, Steve, finally, a caller. Good call, Wayne. That was good that you did call in. I'm the guy who talks about immigration. By the way, I was just listening to Nigel Farage. We got to get to the real picture here, Steve. The real picture is what's going on with England as an example. When you bring big masses of people in here, they do never, ever asylumate. They will not asylumate into your culture. They're going to keep their own culture. And they're bringing it up here. He was bringing up, Farage was even bringing up South Florida and Texas. What's happening? Miami right now, when you brought the Cubans in here, they never wanted to asylumate, really. They eventually had to, but you have 10 radio stations for every English station, radio station. You have 10 TV stations for every American TV, English TV station. You understand, Steve? So
yeah, I do.
Nigel Farage was right on the money. I just heard him on the news. He was absolutely off the chain when he was just saying what's going on in England. Mohammed's the most popular name in England, London. Yeah. The mayor's Arab. I mean, that's what they're doing here in the United States. They're doing the same damn thing. And if we don't have some balls and we wake up to what this whole plan is by these dogs, we're in deep doo-doo, Steve. And I can tell you, Donald Trump was speaking about it today in Los Angeles. 30% of all the kids in the L.A. school system are illegal aliens. 30%.
Yeah.
Byron Donald, who's running for Speaker of the House tomorrow, he said
California listeners, you're going to be a minority in your own country by the year 2040. I think it's going to be earlier than that now. Tom, I thank you for your call. I appreciate you.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Won't be out in the morning too. Please walk me out in the morning dew sometime. Can't walk you out in no morning.
And we are back. We have one last caller calling in, and we're going to take her back. Leyland, Canada, but I want to make one comment real quick here to Tom in Florida. Tom, I agree with you on a lot of things when it comes down to all this illegal immigration, but we also must understand and take fact in that the United States government has invaded and meddled in other countries and destroyed their economies, and where those people would want to leave that country and come to this country here for better opportunity. And that's understandable, even though I don't like it. It's understandable they would leave their country. But you're absolutely correct. They'll end up entering your country, and they will not assimilate. They will not become good citizens. They will not be patriots. They will not be not U.S. citizens here. They'll simply come into your country and basically set up pockets, holding places in your country of their country, turning your country, the new country they've entered, into the country they just left. And so they will not assimilate, and this is a bad thing for America. Basically, your country becomes what you bring in over your borders, and that's exactly what's going to happen here. We are being diluted down, our culture, our history, everything's being erased, our language, religion, everything's being erased because of this lack of assimilating to our ways of being American here. That's my only comment on that. Other than that, I agree with you pretty much everything you say on the illegal immigration. But the United States has caused a lot of this problem. Going back to our last caller tonight before we leave is Layla in Canada. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I just wanted to also address Tom's issue. This is the U.S. is not a kingdom. The president alone does not control immigration. It is your politicians, your elected politicians, and your non-elected bureaucrats. All of them are owned and operated by Israel. So when we talk about Israel, we are talking about the virus that has enveloped your country and diseased all of your institutions. You are being invaded because Israel has willed it to be so, just like England is being destroyed by Israel's wish. Any country that Israel thinks belongs to them, under their belief in that the whole world is the land of the covenant that they created, not with God, but with Satan. So talking about Israel is only talking about the core, the seed of the problem that is now causing the disease in your country and my country, Canada, and my original country, my real country, Bethlehem, Palestine. So it's not another separate issue. It's exactly the same. You're just identifying the source of the agony that Americans and Canadians and Britons are going through. And one final word. Christian Zionism is even more evil than simply Satanism or Zionism. Because Lloyd George was the Prime Minister of England. He was a promiscuous, backwater, small-town Welshman who was a Christian Zionist. So when Balfour came through with, here the Zionists are going to give us money if we give them a declaration favoring establishing a homeland in Palestine, if we can destroy the Ottoman Empire so we can take over Palestine. I'm sorry, I got to go. I'm done. All right. I hope you got the message.
Thank you, Steve. You're a good man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the return call. Good information there. I did not get to read my quote on Chapter 11 here, but I will do that on Sunday. That completes our show tonight. Back on Sunday for my show, Off the Beaten Path. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your calls tonight. We did our record calls, the number 13 tonight. Health, happiness, and safe travels. And we have two more shows, Rob. Two more shows before we retire the National Intel Report.
God bless.
Rob James, my good friend here, helping me out tonight on a Monday. Two more to go. And again, health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.